Okay, so today we're diving into something pretty big happening over in the UAE.
Oh, yeah.
It's this whole e-invoicing thing,
That's a big one.
and it's pretty interesting to me because,
Yeah.
well, to be honest, it kind of snuck up on me. I
Right.
feel like I should have seen this coming, but
Yeah,
I think, right.
it's been brewing for a while, I think.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam,
Yeah.
e-invoicing has come.
Right. UAE's really pushing forward with this digital transformation agenda.
That's right.
And
Yeah.
I think this is a really
Yeah.
key part of that.
Okay. So we found this article on Viet Update, and it's called Ministry of Finance Releases the Intention to Introduce e-Invoicing in 2026. And that was just 2 days ago.
Yep, just came out.
So it's really fresh. And like I was saying, what really caught my eye was that 2026 deadline.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
That's coming up fast.
Yeah, 2026 is
Yeah.
not that far away.
No, it's not.
If you think about all the changes businesses are going to have to make, yeah.
To get ready for this.
Exactly. So before we really get into the nitty-gritty,
Yeah.
can we just take a step back for a sec?
Sure.
And for anyone listening who maybe isn't super familiar with all this,
Of course.
could you just give us the what is e-invoicing?
Yeah, absolutely. So at its core,
Yeah.
e-invoicing is basically getting rid of paper invoices
Right.
and switching over to electronic invoices.
Okay.
But it's actually a bit more nuanced than that.
Okay.
It's not just about taking a picture
Yeah.
of your paper invoice with your phone
Right.
and setting that as a PDF or something like that.
Gotcha.
It's about using a structured electronic format
Okay.
that's kind of like a spreadsheet
I see.
that computers can easily read.
Okay, so it's machine readable.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that allows for automatic processing and data exchange between different systems.
Okay, so it's not just about going paperless, it's about making the whole invoicing process
Exactly.
way smoother.
Yes. Much more efficient,
Okay.
much faster.
Less prone to errors.
Okay, so streamlined.
Yeah, exactly.
So for businesses in the UAE, I mean, this is huge, right?
Oh yeah, this is going to have a massive impact.
So what are some of the main things that businesses can expect to see?
Well, first off, there are the obvious benefits like cost savings.
Right, less paper.
Exactly. Less paper, less postage,
Yeah.
less manual processing, which means lower labor costs.
Yeah, I mean, every business owner is
Absolutely.
happy to hear that.
And then there's the speed.
Right.
Invoices get processed much faster, which means you get paid faster.
Yeah, that's always good.
Cash flow improves.
Yeah.
And then there's the accuracy.
Oh, yeah, I bet there are a lot less errors.
Way less errors
Yeah.
because you're taking out the human element
Right.
of manually entering data.
Makes sense.
But I think what's really interesting is how this is going to impact different industries.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You think about sectors
Yeah.
like retail
Yeah.
logistics, where you have a ton of invoices flying
Yeah,
around.
high volume.
Yeah, exactly. High volume.
Yeah.
E-invoicing could be a game changer for them.
Okay, so some industries stand to benefit more than others.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Some more than others, for sure.
Okay, but it can't all be sunshine and roses, right?
Right. Of course, there are going to be challenges.
I mean, switching to a whole new system like that
Yeah.
has got to be a headache for some businesses.
There's going to be a learning curve, for sure.
Yeah.
Businesses are going to need to update their accounting systems
Oh, yeah, for
to make
sure.
sure they're e-invoicing compliant.
Right.
Some might even need a complete overhaul of their systems.
Wow.
And then there's the training aspect.
Right. You got to train all your employees on the
Exactly.
new
You've got
systems.
to train your staff
Right.
on the new processes.
Yeah. And I imagine there are security concerns too, right?
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
I mean, anytime you're dealing with sensitive financial information,
Of course.
like invoices, you got to make sure it's secure.
Absolutely.
So are there worries about hacking or data breaches with this new system?
Well, any system connected to the internet is vulnerable to some extent.
Right.
But the key is to have robust security measures in place to protect that sensitive information.
Right, so like encryption and all that stuff.
Exactly. Encryption firewalls,
Okay.
multi-factor authentication, all of that.
Gotcha. So it sounds like the tech is there,
Yeah.
but it's all about implementing it.
Implementation is key
Right.
and making sure you have the right safeguards in place.
Right. Okay. So zooming out a little bit,
Sure.
how does this whole e-invoicing thing in the UAE
Right.
fit into what's happening globally?
Well, the UAE is definitely not alone in this.
Okay.
There's a global movement
Yeah.
toward digitalization and tax automation, and e-invoicing is a big part of that.
Okay.
Many countries around the world are
Okay.
already implementing or considering e-invoicing mandates.
So this is like the future of invoicing.
It really seems like the benefits are just too big to ignore.
Okay, and for our listeners in the UAE who are running businesses, I mean, 2026 is coming up quick.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
True.
Businesses need to start preparing now.
Yeah. What are some of the things that they should be doing to get ready?
Well, the Ministry of Finance is going to be releasing specific regulations and guidelines.
Okay.
So staying informed is crucial.
Okay.
Keep an eye on resources like VAW Update.
Right.
They'll provide updates and analysis.
So basically stay tuned.
Exactly. Stay tuned and stay informed.
And I think for our listeners,
yeah,
this is where it gets really interesting,
yes,
right?
That right?
Because it's not just about complying with the rules.
Right.
It's about actually finding opportunity in all of this.
Exactly. Those who adapt quickly and strategically could gain a real competitive advantage.
Oh, for sure. Okay, so to wrap up this deep dive into e-invoicing in the UAE, I think the main takeaway is that change is coming.
Change is coming, and it's coming fast.
And it's coming fast.
Businesses need to be ready.
Yeah, so start preparing now, and don't just focus on compliance.
Right.
Think about how you can use this to your advantage.
Exactly.
So, like, one question for our listeners to think about is, how could this shift to e-invoicing impact your business specifically?
Yeah, that's a great question to consider.
Right. And are there opportunities here that other businesses might miss?
Absolutely. Think outside the box.
Yeah. Well, we will definitely be keeping a close eye on this story as it develops.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out.
Yeah. All right. So for now, keep learning. Keep asking questions and keep diving deep.
And stay curious.
And stay curious.
All right.
I'll see you next time.
See you later.